Whatever you do, you should do with care and attention. Like if I do with care and attention, the task would be, the time would be more. If I rush, if I want to do the task would be not be so good. So how do we give care and attention in a quick manner?
Well, I mean, there's different ways of having care and attention. I mean, I remember Ajahn Amaro telling the story of this supporter of Amaravati was complaining to Ajahn Amaro about the difficulty that he was having with his family because they were really upset and unsupportive of his practicing Dhamma, practicing Buddhism, practicing meditation, and they both, you know, displayed irritation and made fun of him as well. And so Ajahn Amaro sort of immediately sort of, well, how does that play itself out that there? He said, well, you know, because I really try to be as mindful and careful and attentive as possible. So I have this continuity of mindfulness in everything that I do. So that, you know, really trying to notice when, you see him being at family breakfast and sort of lifting, you know, carefully pouring the milk on his carefully laid out cereal, and his family getting completely irritated in front. So he's trying to exercise care and attention, but it is really, it's not, you know, you've got to pay attention to what kind of care and attention. There's right mindfulness and there's wrong mindfulness. And part of mindfulness is also sampajanya, which is clear comprehension. A recent translation, or at least I recently came across the translation for sampajanya, usually termed as clear comprehension, as situational awareness. So that there's the function of mindfulness as one, because the constituents of mindfulness, like in the Satipatthana Sutta, atapi sampajano satima vinaya lokeya bichato manasa. So atapi is a putting forth of effort. So mindfulness is not a passive recipient of experience. There's a putting forth of effort, and in particular, a putting forth of an effort that is freeing the mind from its defilements. Atapi sampajano. So sampajanya, or clear comprehension, situational awareness, that's a part of mindfulness. Satima, possessed of mindfulness. So that there, and then in here possessed, there's right mindfulness and wrong mindfulness. So like Ajahn Chah sort of saying, yeah, a good thief is really mindful. You know, cats are really mindful. But, you know, it's not right mindfulness. So that there's these different qualities that when we think of mindfulness, it's not just a focused care and attention on an object. And then the last one, vinaya lokeya bichato manasa, the relinquishing or stepping back from the likes and dislikes of the mind. So not being caught by our preferences, not being caught by our moods. So that when we think of mindfulness and we think of mindfully having care and attention in what we do, you want to have a big expanded perspective on that and sort of see, okay, how's this work? How do I apply it? How do I live it? How do I develop it? And how does it work for me?